About 18 months ago, with only the smallest of fanfares, a new venture was launched online. I called it the Scrimshaw Group, and it was an experiment in collaborative creativity. Since then, the experiment has garnered 80 or 90 followers on Twitter, and the experiment is nearing its end. Perhaps I should explain. When I first started attending church, there was a little piece of theatre which took place each Sunday. At 1 minute before the service started, the vestry door would open and the preacher would emerge, flanked on either side by the deacons who'd been praying with him. It all added to the mystique of the preaching and elevated the status of the preacher in the eyes of those who saw him emerge in such a dramatic fashion. We have woven a mystique around writing too. An author is a person who closets him or herself away amidst a creatively chaotic pile of books and emerges later to general acclaim on publication day. Often, authors contribute to the myth, treating the writing process as something which ought not to be seen before the moment of the big reveal. In some ways, this is odd, since any author's greatest desire is to share their ideas and creativity with a wider audience. I've been writing my fourth book, Jonah, Poet in Extremis. In it, I hope to rescue the story from the children's Bibles to which it's been relegated, and to recapture its disturbing adult themes. As I've squeezed writing and polishing the book in around the other demands of a busy pastorate, it's been great to have the help of members of the Scrimshaw Group. Some have sent in comments and encouragements, and the finished article will feature one illustration from Slovakia and one from the United Kingdom. Before reading a short excerpt from the book, it's worth noting how the group got its name. In the 18th and 19th centuries, whaling trips could often take up to 4 years. To while away the long periods of inactivity, many whalemen learnt to carve scrimshaws out of whale teeth. These men, known as scrimshanders, were highly skilled and learnt the secret of creating beauty out of ugliness and fashioning something worthwhile out of monotony. My particular creative journey has taken 3 rather than 4 years, but I hope it will bring something beautiful along the way. News about where the book is going next should be out very soon, but in the meantime, here is an excerpt. With just an animal shriek of blind terror, half torn away by the vicious wind, the prophet, or whatever he was gone. The sea left no sign to mark his passing. Just a clump of bubbles quickly swirled away. At once the savage wind dropped away and the huge waves died back, as if embarrassed to look on such cowardly inhumanity. A piece of torn rigging pattered rather than slapped on the shards of the mast. The hull, relieved to have sustained the onslaught, creaked with each rise and fall of the now gentle waves.